This episode of the Two Fit Crazies in a Microphone podcast is brought to you by TFC Productions.
Two Fit Crazy Productions, TFC Productions. That's our production company helping people with their podcasts.
Increase your brand, grow your business by creating your very own podcast. And we are here to help you every step of the way.
You do not have to do all the work. We do a lot of it for you.
This podcast is also brought to you by ContiFit.com. Get the best online training, the best in arthritis, in, let's face it together, facial fitness and rehabilitation, all sorts of functional fitness training at your fingertips. That's ContiFit.com.
Also brought to you by High Five Health and Fitness. Virtual health coaching sessions and corporate wellness programs. All the information at highfivehealthandfitness.com.
It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at. What did you think of Alexis?
Superstar.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Chair One Fitness, everybody. You want to hear a great story about someone who is inspired to change the world, who has an idea and just evolved and went with it and has walked away from that 9-to-5. We love that story.
Always.
Always.
We're so sorry that you got fired. Yes.
Oh.
Sorry, you're just going to have to help everybody else in the world now.
Yeah,
you know?
You're just going to have to change the world.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Amazing. And energy to boot, right? Smart, funny, has, you know, the energy and the knowledge to put together a program
that's
helping. Exactly, the drive, and puts together, you know, a manual for her program, Chair One Fitness, that is just amazing. She takes us through it, obviously, and mm-hmm. she goes on and tells us, you know, who she's working with. Tell a little bit of the program.
Oh, my goodness. So this is a program, you know, based in science. We're thinking exercise science. She's got a background in fitness. She's going to talk all about this. But she's taken this idea of how do you work in a chair? And this came about. She's going to tell her story of finding her niche of, wow, working with senior living centers. And it just, she's so good at it. And she works so well with a certain type of person, which she thought was seniors, and then realized, no, this could be anyone with a disease, with an ailment, you know, with an injury, and has taken something that's so passionate to her. And now has, she said, about 700 instructors and in multiple countries. This is a program that is so fun. Check her out on YouTube. You could see some examples. But now there's a, you know, a certification and conferences she's going to be at and, you know, an on-demand and on and on. She is just getting started. As she said, this is a few years old and this is so needed.
And, you know, if you listen to the show enough, you understand that Christine and I both believe that fitness is for everyone. Everyone needs to do fitness. Different levels, of course, for certain people than others. And this is a level that is going to help so many people and is already helping so many people. And now, you know, the way it's explained, it's a no-brainer for trainers, you know, from the profit, you know, margins mm-hmm. and the, you know, the what you can charge for classes and things like that. And the hours that she also points out that are, you know, best for this model, which are the opposite models, hours that are, you know, best for the gym, you know, big box mm-hmm. gym models that a lot of trainers are working in. So it's just a great, well thought out, very well planned program that, you know, just really helps people who really need it a lot. So we love it. Alexis is a rock star. She's something else. You guys are really going to enjoy her and her energy and her program. And I hope it opens up a lot of eyes for people because this is a necessary program that's really designed to help people who need it the most. So here we go. Enjoy, everybody.
It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at. Brian, you know where it's at today?
I do. Sitting down.
We are.
Yeah. Are you sitting down, Christine?
I hope everyone's sitting down for this one because it is going to be good. Alexis Perkins, Chair One Fitness. How are you?
I am delightful. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So tell us, where are you coming to us from today?
I'm in Virginia, and I'm thankful to be in Virginia today because a lot of other places are experiencing bad weather. So Virginia's not so bad today.
Good. Yeah, we got some slushy, wet rain, snow, but nothing like they're dealing with in the Midwest. We're in New Jersey, so we're a few miles north here, but not so bad down in Virginia. What part of Virginia? I love Virginia.
It's for lovers.
I'm in Coastal Virginia, so like I'm in Suffolk, but Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Newport News, Hampton are all right connected. Right. 757.
The Tidewater.
Then Tidewater, Virginia. Then it was Hampton Roads.
Yes.
And then now they're going by Coastal Virginia. That's the new name.
Okay.
All right. Well, no one falls onto our podcast. Mm-hmm. Our listeners know this. And Alexis is no stranger. She was someone that kind of piqued my interest. Alexis, whenever I see people that I'm like, that's interesting. They fascinate me. I want them. And, you know, I saw your name. I saw some videos. And for myself, I teach a lot of different demographics. And, you know, I'll take my choreography from standing to seated to, you know, really increase your, you know, just toolbox and toolkit. And
sure.
Whatever yeah. you're doing. So I noticed that you are kind of like up and up, and I'm seeing the Chair One Fitness. And this is important because of what is happening to our, that word, I was just lecturing about this, the comorbidities and the, I can't do this and the, oh, my knees, my hips, my back. All right. So we've got the excuses. Now here's a amazing solution. What the heck is Chair One Fitness?
All right. So Chair One Fitness is basically breaking down boundaries, making fun fitness options available to anyone, no matter their age or ability. And we enjoy breaking down boundaries over here. We enjoy taking out the reason why people can say, I can't, and saying, actually, yes, you can. And we do two things. So we offer instructor training so people can become certified Chair One Fitness instructor. Or for those at home who cannot reach an instructor, we also have our on-demand workouts. And I absolutely love it because it caters not only to seniors, which a lot of people think automatically, oh, it's for old people. But it's for seniors or anybody who has complications standing. So it could be for a mobility aid user, somebody who has balance deficits, somebody who's plus size and is trying to get started without the pressure on their knees. So we love that we are able to give so many different people an opportunity to have a fun workout.
It is, and it's so needed. And I mean, we have a lot of opinions on things, right? My opinions sometimes get loud. And that is that the
what?
No, that the fitness industry is not very inclusive. It caters to over the top. Look at any advertisement. It's, you know, are you as strong as a Navy SEAL and Men's Health and all this like muscle bound dudes, you know, eating sides of beef on the range. And, you know, it's not very inclusive. Right. And the people that are going to, you know, the people that they're catering for are going to work out no matter what. Right. The people that are fit are going to be fit. The people that are, in, you know, are generally healthy are always going to be generally healthy. But there's this gigantic population that is not, that needs yeah. something entry level. And, you know, just to kind of see you know, create this, and we want to get into how and why and all those things. But, you know, it's a great market for people just to, you know, just to kind of get going. It's beautiful.
Definitely. It's funny because one young lady, she did our workout and she posted it on Instagram, and 90% of the comments were like love. And mind you, it's close to 400 comments under this thing. And she happened to fall into the plus size demographic. So 90% of the responses were love and of people saying, thank you for posting this. This is something that I could do. Then you had 10% of people who, oh, I was appalled. Like somebody said, girl, you better stand up. That's not a workout. They're thinking, have you not heard of caloric expenditure? Like, Have you not heard of somebody who can hurt their knees? Like, if they stand up and bear that weight on their knees, you fool. And it took every bone in my body not to comment back. And so it was, and the thing is that by being able to read that on her personal page, I got to have insight to what people experience all the time. Meaning when you see that plus size person walk into the gym and everybody kind of looks like, you know, and the scrutiny that you have to receive. And I'm so sick of it because they're there and they want to get started. Or even like one of my other friends is a wheelchair user and he goes early in the morning because he said he doesn't like being there around all the people. And I'm like, it shouldn't be that way.
Absolutely not. No, and good for you because, you know, you're giving these people an opportunity and you know, we hope that the show can help you spread, you know, the word for trainers. I mean, this is, you know, majority of the people that are going to listen to this are the fitness professionals that need, you know, certification and comfort and, you know, to learn what you've, you know, created, you know, and the science behind it and all those things. So that way that they're comfortable teaching that population, which isn't always easy.
I want to know names of these people. I want right. names, Alexis.
Well, she'll cut somebody.
And that to me is, I think, is very ignorant. And I think that that is what a majority of people think out there. And it's our job to educate other people. I teach classes right now for a lot of different companies, demographics, where people cannot physically get up. And they, you know, we use the word inclusive. And I just gave a lecture about this, about inclusivity. This is it. I get it. No one is, you know, no one fits in a box. And our job is to empower other people, to allow them to live more quality lives, more quality years. And for some, whether it's they're overweight and they're getting started, okay, that great. Looking back messes with your neck. So let's not look back. Let's look forward. But that idea of fitness and idea of working out is so skewed. It's the same thing when, you know, if Brian or I, we do, you know, we run long races, people would be like, oh my gosh, you ran a this or you. Well, it's the same thing as if someone that can't get out of the chair says, oh my gosh, you walked to the bathroom. Oh my gosh. Like, and guess what? That person that is in the chair, the person that's, you know, a quadriplegic is saying, oh my gosh, you just did a chair workout. We don't think of this progression and the sense of satisfaction of completing something, anything.
No, you are absolutely right. And I know, just really quick, because I know a lot of your listeners in the fitness industry, I know that we cater to these different populations, but I was in the fitness industry for over 10 years as a group exercise dance fitness instructor. And it was amazing what teaching it did for me. And this is partially what went into the creation of the full program. And this part you guys can attest to, or you can tell me that I'm wrong. I'll accept either answer. But working at the gym, what I found is that prime time was in the morning before people went to work. Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Prime time also, or the bigger prime time, was after 5 p.m. Get to the gym at 6 o'clock, it's packed. Okay? Yes. That's when everybody just got off work. So the biggest time is between 5:30 and 7:30 in the evening. The secondary prime time is in the morning before people go to work. So I was working my 9-to-5 job, and I was teaching my Zumba classes maybe on a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday evening at the gym. You know, get off work, change my clothes, go teach my class, go home, cook dinner. But I really, really, really wanted to teach fitness full time, but it did not seem possible. I don't know what the pay is in New Jersey, but for us here in Virginia, you're teaching a dance fitness class or you're teaching Zumba. You are making, if you're at a YMCA, as low as $12 a class. And at your big box gyms, maybe if you are the creme de la creme, maximum $22 a class. So how many classes would you have to actually teach to make a full-time living out of that?
It's impossible.
Right. And so I did not think it was possible. So while I was teaching my classes, I had gotten fired. That's what happened. I got fired like from my 9-to-5. I almost forgot. Oh, that's what happened. I got fired.
That's probably the best thing that happened.
Good for you.
Yeah. All right. We all left our jobs at some point, you know?
And so I was teaching a lot of classes. I had actually upped my classes to 14 classes a week while I was on unemployment. And I told myself,
it's a lot.
Yes. And I said, let me collect unemployment and figure out what I'm going to do. During this time, I was asked to teach at an assisted living facility. They wanted me to teach their seniors from a chair. And I said, I can try. I'll at least try. They were going to pay me double the amount, because it was a specialty, for half the time. So $50 for a 30-minute class. I said, okay, I'll try it. Mind you, prime time at the senior home is 9 to noon, yeah, which is the dead spot at the gym. Perfect.
Right.
Perfect. Meaning I could teach in the morning, teach all my sitting down senior old ladies, and then teach my high intensity. So I didn't know what to do at first. So I called my grandma and I said, what music would you want to listen to? And she told me. And I was like, okay. So then I just came up with choreography. I went in there. I taught my first class and it was a success. I was nervous. I had never taught people in wheelchairs, those with dementia, Alzheimer's, stroke, amputees, everything you could think of. I was thrusted into that world and had to learn it on the spot. And I got good at it. And then I got asked to teach at another senior home, and then another senior home, and then another senior home. And the next thing you know, I never went back to a 9 to 5. So, and at the time I was still a little bit ignorant, because I would have thought that teaching at the senior homes was the golden nugget, right? I'm still in that thinking it's for seniors mentality. And then what happened next was I was co-producer and lead instructor for a local television program. It was no bragging rights, no NBC, no Beachbody. It was the local access channel, right? And we were on air for a total of 5 years, and 40 episodes were taped. 38 of them were high intensity dance, fitness, 30-minute workouts, and 2 of them were from a chair. And they were on YouTube. So, because I was teaching at the senior home, so I said, well, I can do 2 chair workouts for the program just to see how it goes. That's what was the game changer. If you were to look at those workouts right now under Fusion Fitness, you will see the 38 episodes that were standing averaged about 2,000 to 3,000 views each. And the 2 that we taped from a chair jumped past 500,000.
Wow.
And it was in those comments where I learned something. That was where it was, I have a torn ACL. This gave me the opportunity to dance. I'm obese and I'm just starting out. I'm 45, but I had a hip replacement. This gave me the opportunity to dance. My dad is 96 and we do this together. I said, this isn't just for seniors. Wait a minute here. This is for a lot of other people. And so not only did it save me as far as being able to take fitness to a full-time career, but it also gave me the opportunity to help others too. So speaking of somebody who's in the fitness industry, it felt good to know I could make money without killing my body.
Absolutely.
This is what it's about.
Yes.
And again, you're preaching to the choir over here of, you know, Brian and I both did the, yes, this is what life is supposed to be like. And you're supposed to do this. And you're, you know, we get these dream jobs. And I'm a recovering investment banker and a recovering teacher. We call it recovering. And I grew up with a, you know, fitness as a hobby mentality. That's not a full-time job. And, you know, you, I would even say, what the title I give myself is when people ask, what do you do? I'm in the business of fitness. That's what you're in. I'm in the business of fitness. I'm in the business of changing lives. And this is how I do it. And it's through companies and it's through marketing and through helping others. And you've mastered that, you know, whole idea of serving. Hey, soon as you figured out this is your jam, this is your purpose in life. Now, I mean, the opportunities are endless. It's so cool to hear these stories, isn't it?
I love it. And you know, the analytics don't lie, right? That YouTube channel told you everything you needed to.
It did.
Yep. And then you got the further feedback and the more analytics of the comments, which are, you know, worth its weight as well. And and here you are. So now that you've got the program and you decided that you've seen that there is a market for it, how did you start the program? What did you do to, what are the basics of the program? What did you do to build off the program? How'd you make it?
Yeah, that was a fun process. Because even though I knew the people had a need, I also had to learn something. And that was that I couldn't just get one of my fitness instructor friends to sub for me. When I asked one of them to sub, they thought that they could just jump into it. And then she called me and said, don't you ever ask me to sub for you. I said, what went wrong? She said, Alexis, the lady's teeth slipped. I said, it's a senior home. What you expect? But she wasn't ready for it. So she wasn't prepared. It's a culture shock when you first experience, you know, all these different types of people and what to expect. I was used to it because I'd been in there for years. Like, I knew that my students with dementia would probably come and dance in front of me. I knew that there might be a horny old man say something inappropriate. But for a newbie, they did not know. They didn't know. And so they were walking in this world. And I was like, okay, they're not prepared. And so what I did was I sat down and I said, I'm going to create a program. I can do this. I'm smart. Yeah. And so I wrote the manual at a Starbucks. And I do have my degree in communications and journalism, and I do have all of my like AFA certifications, but that by no means makes me a medical professional. So I wrote the manual with confidence. And then I sent it to my friends who are in those different industries. I sent it to a physical therapist. I sent it to my friend who specializes in curriculum. And I wanted their opinion. Like, does this sound right to you? And they all sent it back to me and said, it looks good. It looks good. You had one typo, but overall it's good. I said, okay. So then I still was apprehensive because if you're going to come out with a program, to me, you have to like slap some respect on it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to submit it to AFA-NASM to see if I can get it as a pre-approved course. Okay. And I'm like, I already know what's going to happen. I'm going to submit it. They're going to reject it. And then I'm going to call them. I'm going to ask them what I need to improve. I'm going to make the improvements and I'm going to resubmit it. But that's not what happened. It got approved on the first try.
Good
for
you.
So I was quite stoked. And so we do provide 8 continuing education units for those who take our course. So after I got that pre-approval, I went to the senior home and one of the ladies said, oh, so do you have NCAP? I said, and what? She said, NCAP, the National Certification Council for Activities Professionals. I never heard of it. So I submitted to NCAP, which is for the people who work at senior homes. And they have to take all these courses. And so we got approved with them. And then somebody said, hey, we heard about your program. We're with the Dementia Practitioners. Are you approved with us? No, but I can apply. And so I did and got approved. So that bridged the gap between fitness and activities professionals. Then we had launched it. We're doing an instructor training and a rec therapist was there and said, hey, do I get credits for the NCTRC? What the who? The National Certification Council for Recreation and Therapeutic Services. I was like, let me see. Long story short, we now have 7 different course approvals. We have 2 that are for the fitness industry. We have 2 that are for activities professionals, 2 that are for recreational therapists, and 1 that is for dementia practitioners. So that excites me so much because that means we've really been able to bridge the gap between all those different organizations so that when somebody takes our course, the fitness instructors learn about how to run an activity and how to take care of these people. Dementia practitioners learn how to run a dance fitness class from a chair. So on any given call, we have people from all walks of life in our trainings. And then after we had all of our pre-approvals, that's when it's, you know how it is when you're in the fitness industry. And if anybody doesn't know this, get ready to listen to this. Anybody who's in the fitness industry who really wants to be successful, you also have to be great at marketing. If you think you can just be good at fitness, then you're wrong. If you want to be truly successful, you need to learn how to market. So after that is when we went into heavy duty marketing. And then here we are. We've certified over 700 instructors and we're currently in 42 states and 2 countries.
How are you certifying people? How are you certifying the trainers?
Well, pre-COVID, it was live, but we, of course, pivoted.
Pivot.
So now we have 2 options. They can take, pivot. They could either take the one-day live Zoom training, which those are actually really fun. We put a lot of time and thought into making that long day fun. And the other option is to take the complete online course, which we had produced last year.
What's the timeline?
So now you can take at your own pace.
So what's the start to finish? I mean, 700 instructors. I mean, this isn't, you know, 2 weeks old. What's the timeline from when you were like, this is it to, go ahead.
I wrote the manual in January of 2018. We launched our very first training because, mind you, all the time it's to get the approvals, to get the logo, to get the manuals, to do all the business stuff. Our very first training was October 2018. So we're a toddler. We're like 2.5 years old right now. We're a toddler business. And yeah, so we're still, we're a toddler. We're cute little terrible twos is where we are.
But you're successful. I mean, you've got a lot of the legwork out of the way. And Christine knows from her programs, you know, it's a lot of work. And you do turn that corner and there's somebody else there to say, you know, I've got alphabet soup here too. I need to have, you know, those letters to, you know, to add on to your program. And it's important. Tell us now about the program itself. How does it work? What are you doing in your half hour, 40 minutes, hour? How long does the sessions go?
Well, for the classes that people go out and teach, well, the instructor training itself is, if they do like the live training, it's a one day, it's a 9 hour day. So it's all day that we are in and off that screen. If somebody takes the online course, of course, they can go at their own pace. Now, when it's time to actually do the classes, they range between 30 and 60 minutes, depending on the population that is being taught. When we talk about the basic rule of thumb, if you're teaching at an assisted living facility, or if you're teaching people who are in skilled care, usually the max you're going to get is 30 minutes of a low intensity workout. And in Chair One Fitness, we have different levels. We have low intensity and high intensity, depending on the group that you're teaching. But let's just say you're teaching a group at your big box gym who they were all able to drive themselves. Maybe they have a cane, something like that. They're pretty good to go 45 minutes in intervaling between low intensity and high intensity. And so we also do a lot of fun things in the class, especially with like music or call and response, things like that to keep them engaged and uplift the mood of the class. It's really, really fun when you see it in action. It's quite a shame that I named it something so boring as far as being called Chair One Fitness, because it's really hella fun.
So now go into what's the deal? What's the warm up? What's the meat and potatoes? I've seen, again, that's one of the reasons when I saw your name, I saw some different things out there. And of course I went to YouTube and I was like, this is great. I definitely want to talk to her. I saw that you were talking about before with all the, you know, the big pomp and circumstance of likes and all that fun stuff that we measure ourselves to these days.
Yeah.
So talk about the 30 minutes, 60 minutes warm up, dynamic warm up, meet, ending, go.
Yeah. So what we do is, I'm a dork, so we put a lot of science and thought on the back end so that when people come into our classes, all they know is that they're having a good time, but they really can't figure out the why. I put so much thought into do all of the back end things. For example, when we used to have our in-person trainings, like in person, many people didn't know this, and I don't even know if I should be revealing my silly little secrets, but we're not doing live right now, so it doesn't really matter. Right. So our trainer, the ones who had to go out and train, they had to deal with me, of course. So I said, okay, in your bag, make sure to pack air freshener and or a candle. And they're like, what? What? What are you talking about? And I'm like, because when people walk in, it has to smell good. People like things that smell good. I said, by the way, always have music playing before you let anybody walk in. Why? Because it uplifts people to hear music and smell good when you walk into a room. They don't even know why they're feeling good, but you've just made them feel good. So that same essence is what we try to incorporate in our classes. We don't say, hey, we're going to do cross lateral movements to stimulate both sides of your brain. We just do something fun and student doesn't know. And next thing you know, they have a whole body workout and they're like, oh, I just had a good time. And we're like, nope, we know we worked you. The other thing that we do is, I don't know the proper term, but I call it code switching. For instance, the way that I'm talking to you is probably different than the way that I talk to my son, different from the way that I would talk to my pastor, different from the way that I talk to my dad. Like, for instance, if I curse in front of my mom, totally cool. If I curse in front of my dad, I'm like, sorry, you know? So it's that code switching too. We do that with the different people that we teach. So if you're teaching people who are 90 plus, you're probably going to play this kind of music and do these kind of moves, and you might avoid this. If you're teaching a group of students who have developmental disabilities like autism and Down syndrome, you might switch it up and do this. So when you have a group of people who are of this age, you might throw in the Elvis Presley. You probably won't do that for your kids at the cancer center because they don't want to hear Rock and Robin. Okay. But you can never go wrong with a remix. Like, for example, if it's a new song that sounds old, then they love it. The one that we're about to release is our exclusive choreo soon, so it'll be on YouTube soon, is Savage Love by Jason Derulo, right? It's just fun. It's fun. And it doesn't matter what age you are. It could be for your kids. It also could be for your seniors. And so we always like to go through the different types of songs that we use and why, because it creates a mood. It creates a mood. And so within our program, we generally put it in two categories, which is timeless and of their time. And each class should have a combination of both. Timeless is music that everybody loves and feels good. It's the music you play at the cookout that the kids like and grandma likes. It's the music that you hear if you go into your Walmart and hear it over PA system. That's your timeless music. Of their time is something specific that they would like. So if I'm teaching a group at our children's hospital, CHKD, and they're younger, then of course I'm probably going to drop a track that might have some rapping in it or something like that. Or as one of our other instructors did, she did whoop, there it is. Like all the kids were doing it.
That's timeless.
Yes.
It's back again.
That one's of their time. Those are the combinations that we use to just try to unlock a fun class, because I know that a lot of people were apprehensive to do newer songs with their seniors, right? And what song was it? I did one of my seniors and they loved it, and it was a newer song. I believe it was Robin Thicke, and it was "'Cause You're a Good Girl."
Blurred Lines.
What was the name of that song? Blurred Lines.
Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble for that, but it was a great song. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened is when I did that at the senior home, which a lot of people wouldn't incorporate that into their senior classes. And one of my students who was like 80, they always loved that song. And they'd be like, "It's a good girl." And then literally I was about to end the class. And then his name is Claudius Watts, coolest dude ever. He said, "You gonna play my song?" I was like, "What song? You know that song, Good Girl." I said, "What?" He's like, "Good Girl." "Good Girl? I don't have a song called Good Girl. You know the one, 'cause you a good girl. You know I want it." And I was like, "Oh, you're talking about Blurred Lines." But what I learned is that they like newer music too.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Should I break it to you that I just
all my time at the yeah. at the popular.
I was gonna say, should I break it to you that I just did a RuPaul song in the chair?
Mm-hmm. Uh oh,
it's that good.
Yeah,
that good.
That I want to see that.
Well, I'm gonna have to send you. I'm gonna have to send you some life. Stuff.
It's, you know, it's important. You got to know your audience, right?
Yeah, we had a student, well, with our instructors, they all teach the different groups that, you know, whomever they teach. Some people teach at churches and then they use our gospel choreography. But there's this one student, like, it's rare that I'm totally caught off guard and shocked. So she's so cool. She survived a lot of cancer and a lot of other things. And she's plus size, and she teaches a group of plus sized women. Okay. They all love each other, and she's great. All right. And she's a diva. Like her mask for COVID is sparkly, glitched out diva. Okay. And then one day I went on Instagram to see who had hashtagged Chair One Fitness, and I see her in a glitter mask. I'm like, "What is this?" I would have never thought I would see this, but it was the coolest thing ever. Okay. Literally, I hit the play button and I hear body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. I was like, "Is that Megan Thee Stallion?" And she had done a complete choreo to Body by Megan Thee Stallion. And I was like, "Hip, wait, dip, and dip, body, yaddy, 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 yaddy." And I was like, "You know what? That's dope. That's dope." And so, so it's pretty cool the different things that you can do to make it fun for other people. Now, I definitely wouldn't do that one at the senior home.
Right.
But
people may have some heart attacks.
Yes. But it's funny, any choreography at a senior home that has a shimmy in it, it's amazing how frisky it makes everybody. Mm-hmm. It's the funniest thing. Add a shimmy, and next thing you know, they just start grooving. It's great.
They need that, though. That's where it comes down to. What are we doing as not just fitness professionals? Because I know that, you know, we do talk to a lot of athletes and fitness professionals and people in the nutrition and wellness industries on this podcast, if I can speak. The thing that people forget is that I don't care what industry you're in. It's about making people feel a certain way. Why do people buy products? Why are they attracted to certain markets, certain people? It's because you make them feel a certain way, and you just nailed it before. When I talk to instructors and I certify them in programs, yes, I talk brain science. I talk, you know, neuro pathways and all the fun science stuff. I don't do that to my participants. If I was like, hey, go ahead and, you know, I need you to look at your sternocleidomastoid muscle right now and touch that. They'd be like, what? Well, all right, well, it's on your neck. Hey, why don't you touch your neck right here? There we go. Well, we're going to do something fun. And they walk away wanting more. Yeah. And that's the best thing that, you know, I see from this program and from what you're bringing to this world is a sense of feeling good. You're 90, you're 30, you can walk, you can't walk, you have a disease, you don't. But we all feel happy. We all feel we've connected. Music does something. It stimulates the mind and it produces hormones that last up to 24 hours of feeling good. Sorry, I had to go science again.
All good.
There it is. But it's true.
I love the background of it. I will say the other part that I think is just great for fitness instructors is that when I had been teaching for about 7 years, and I never had an injury before. And then about 7 years in, I had a lumbar strain on my back. And then I had bursitis in one ankle, tendonitis in another ankle. And I had to sub out my high intensity classes. And even with the boot on my ankle, I was still able to go to my Chair One fitness classes. So it gave me a peace of mind as an instructor that an injury won't take me out completely, that I still have options to teach, instruct, make money. And sometimes even when I was teaching, when I had that lumbar strain, when it was time for me to stretch in the chair, it made me feel so good. And so I love the fact that the program also gives instructors longevity in the field. Because I can do this until, like, my oldest student was 104. So I have a long time that's good for other instructors too, I think.
That's one of the things that Christine and I talk about all the time is, you know, like, you know, we're not going to be jumping around the room. You know, we can't, you know, we're still very fit, but it's not as if we want to be jumping around the room all that long, you know, or much longer than that. So you're right. You're right on. It's awesome.
Where are you headed right now, Alexis? So this is what I always love to hear. Give me the big picture of what's happening. Obviously, you've gone from teaching classes, you've evolved into, you've got 700 instructors. I'm so pumped. That makes me, I've got a little baby. I call it my little baby program too. I'm newer and I'm behind you even with my latest adventure.
Let's chat offline about it. I'd love to hear more about it.
But I love to hear how, you know, you've taken fitness and you've taken that medical world and brought them together. We work a lot with medical fitness and the MedFit Network and a whole bunch of things. I sit on the board for the MedFit Network. I don't know how that happened. And this is what we keep talking about. How do we bring together these two worlds? And you've figured out a way to do it in a way that makes sense. Not everyone else is this savvy and has figured this out yet you have. Where are we going now? I know that you are going to be presenting at some conferences that I did see.
Yes.
So how did this start?
Well, I can tell you the ultimate goal is I would love for Chair One Fitness to be the number one chair-based fitness program in the world. That's why it's probably behind me. people can't see.
You are to us. There's anything else that exists? There's no other programs. Is there? See?
I know what you're talking about.
Well, and I actually really love, you know, the other programs because, you know, they paved the way, right?
Sure.
And so I just think that ours is unique and I do want us to be able to make an impact. And I just want us to continue to grow. What happened is originally when I started with Chair One Fitness, I saw it as, based off the stats, a good idea. I mean, there was a hole in the market. It was a business. And I do love things business, all things business. But what happened is that as we grew, I was able to receive more feedback from people And that feedback actually created the passion that I had behind it. So beforehand, it was just, well, it's a good business idea, right? But now it's like, no, this is a full-blown mission. And ironically enough, I got a message just the other day, like literally, what day was this? It was 2 days ago, okay? And it's not a long read, but I'm just going to say it so you can understand why this mission is so important, okay?
Yes.
Is that okay with you guys?
Absolutely,
no.
Go.
It's not too long. All right. It says, Dear Alexis and team, I just wanted you to know what a positive impact you have had on my life already. I'm 65 years young, leading a group of active seniors with the intention of getting my certification in order to lead them on Zoom. After a back injury and a bone spur in my knee, I had to start using the videos on demand. I purchased them a few times because I couldn't lead on my own due to the pain I was and am in. My seniors love you and your team, and have the videos on demand have helped me tremendously, both personally and professionally. 2 weeks ago, I lost my 45-year-old son-in-law to a horrible car accident. My grandchildren were seriously injured, and my daughter and our whole family have been devastated. The pain we are in seems insurmountable at this point. A few days ago, I thought I was losing my mind, so I pulled up my chair and started my Chair One Fitness routine. I was by myself, but it wasn't long before I glanced into my daughter's living room and saw that she was doing some of the exercises from the sofa. We were both very tearful, but we did the exercises and it felt good. You and your team and the Chair One Fitness routines have saved me. I just want you to know, because we all need to know when we're having a positive impact on others. Thank you for your program, your strength, and your positive reinforcement. Sincerely. And I'll exclude her name for privacy reasons. But when you have messages like that, and you know that, and by the way, that's the first time I've been able to read it without crying, by the way. But when you know that you're able to actually make an impact on people's lives, that's when you realize, yeah, sure, it's a great business idea, but it's bigger than that, you know? And that's why I want us to be the number one program.
You're changing lives. It's beautiful. Everything about it, from how you started and the ditching the 9-to-5 and your passion about it, and how you call yourself a dork, but that's what makes it great, you know, like, cause you know, it's got the science. It's got everything. You're making people feel good. You're making them feel happy. We love stories like this, Christine, mm-hmm. right?
And the fact that you said that's the first time you're getting through this without crying, that's what it's about. You have found your gift, and now you're giving that gift to other people. And that is what true success is. And that's what true love is in this world, not to go too deep into that, you know? So that is exactly what I hope other people find in life, which a lot of people don't open themselves up to do that for other people. But that is just amazing and giving and serving, and that fuels that fire on the worst days. And I know we all have them where we're like, this is too much. I can't do this. Oh my gosh. Why can't I just go back to something normal and be a normal person? You're not normal. And thank goodness, Alexis, because we crazy stick together. We're the ones that change the world.
I know. You have to be a little bit crazy to do it. And I'll say, as far as that, the days where you feel down, the days where you feel defeated. It was actually the morning that I got that message. I always say my prayers in the morning, because if I say it at night, I will fall asleep before I get to amen. So I have to say my prayer in the morning when I'm like, I won't doze off. That morning I was just, you know, it's work. You may be passionate about what you do, but it doesn't mean that passion excludes the level of work you have to do, right? So we've been working really, really hard. I just felt exhausted. And I was like, oh, God, throw me a bone. Like, literally, that was in my prayer. I was like, God, I'm not motivated, you know? And then hours later, that message came through. And I was very thankful that I was able to have God send through a message, a little reminder of keep going. And I was like, okay.
Got it. Thank you.
That's great.
What's going on with conferences and presenting? Is that something we haven't come across and crossed paths before in the last however long. And I wanted to know, is this new? Is this a new adventure? Or have we just not had the pleasure of meeting yet?
Well, we're relatively new still. I know that we were supposed to be at the DCAC Fitness Conference last year, but of course COVID canceled that out. But they are revamping it up for this year, so we'll probably be there. And they're just doing the debate between virtual or in-person. Many of the conferences that we did before were for activities professionals, because that's a whole nother world,
right,
where they have all these different conferences and things like that. And we would usually go present. And also with the Active Aging Summit, we're going to be presenting there this year. So I believe that's the SCW Fitness Mania.
Mm-hmm. Right. See you there, girlfriend.
The one that's a regular fitness. Okay. And so I'll be at two of them. One of them is the one that is just for active aging, and the other one is for, you know, all fitness industries. So we'll be at both of those. But I love conferences. They're fun. I think those are, that's one of the things I probably won't ever really delegate to a team member. I love going to conferences.
It's great.
Yeah.
It was better to travel, but you know what? It still feels like, you, you know, you're connecting with people when you get to Zoom with a whole group of people and interact is a lot of fun. You know what a question I have for you with instructors and whatnot, with the background that you're saying with, you know, you've got all these instructors, do you say that they're more fitness professionals or they are more, you know, working with recreation and.
It's a 50-50 split, honestly. And so even with within our training and even with our trainers, we all had to learn and finesse how to train when you have people of all backgrounds in one Zoom training. When you were talking to a doctor and to a mom who just wanted to start teaching and to a fitness instructor. So we haven't seen a majority of any. It's usually like a perfect blend. And so that makes our instructor trainings very interesting and fun as well. I just have a strong connection with the people in the fitness industry because that's the industry that I came from. I had to learn everything else, but the fitness part, that was where I was passionate. And although I love anybody who becomes an instructor, I really, really do. The ones who have a fitness background are one step ahead. They understand the musicality. They understand how to put choreo together, and they're just more natural at it. Anybody can learn it. Just like we've had some of our best instructors come from rec therapy, but we've also had some rec therapists who had to really practice to get a rhythm.
What's the certification like then? Do they have to submit a video? Is there a test? Everyone always asks these questions, so I'm just going to lay it out here.
Yeah, it depends on which training you're taking. If it's the live Zoom training, we can see you. So therefore, you get the certification that day and you don't have to submit a video. If you're on Zoom and by some slim chance your camera is not working, that's the only time you have to submit a video. For the complete online course where we have not seen you at all, you do have to submit a video for that. We call it crossing the finish line. So when you're done with the course, you submit your video, cross the finish line, we review it, and then you get sent the certificate. Both trainings have quizzes. So there's two quizzes in each one. And that's the basics. We go over the science of the physical, the neurobiological benefits of it, the professional benefits. We have a whole section on how to make money with the program, both in person and virtual. We go over how to break down choreography, create choreography, learn choreography, everything. Oh, and the main thing that we break down is the different populations, what you can expect from them, what condition it is, so that you don't get blindsided. When I say everything that I've ever been through in life prepared me for this, when my instructor friend said, oh my God, somebody's teeth slipped out, I learned, you know what, you might want to prepare them. Let them know it can happen. And so just like when the lady with dementia smacked me in the back of the head, I let them know it can happen. And so, so it's a information filled, long, fun training.
You just reminded me of something really funny because sometimes you're working with demographics, right? And you're just, and I learned how to, over Zoom, quickly turn people's cameras off. That's what I learned. Like being really good at being like, oh, I think his pants are falling off. Okay, I think she's got that skirt on and we're not. But those are things that you don't realize when you're working with different populations. And even the first person that I taught a class to that was in a hospital bed. How about that? And that's something you don't realize. You don't think that, oh, well, they can't do anything. No, it's you can do something. You can celebrate what you can do. It may not be a lot. But I always remember that there was a man I did my face program with, and he can't move his body at all. So like there's people that are, you know, in a chair standing, and someone who really can only move one arm and their face. And for someone to say, you know, hey, you know what? That was the first class that I've finished and I feel good about it.
Right.
And that's such a almost nothing for a lot of us, because we're like, oh yeah, no, we're just doing our.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's a section actually is written in our training manual. What do you do if you have somebody in a medical bed? Okay. And it's written in there. And I always, when I'm leading the trainings, I share what happened with me when I was working at an assisted living facility. And in the back of the class, they rolled somebody in on the medical bed. And I didn't really understand why. I will always admit when I was ignorant, okay? So I'm like, I mean, I'm happy that they're here, but I truly do not understand why. So they would bring them in each week. And then finally, one day I was leaving and they said, oh, they love your class. They do? And I was like, really? They were like, yeah. And I'm like waiting, hoping they would say something else. And luckily they did. They were like, when they come to your class, they tap their hand to the music and they sing to the music. That lets us know that there's still some brain activity in there. When they're not in here, they don't do anything at all. And it was amazing how excited the nurses and the family members got just by seeing them tap their finger and sing the lyrics. Like they remember the song. And I was like, oh. So I always share that in our instructor trainings, because we could all overlook that. Like they don't need to be here, right? They're not benefiting from this because we can't see it with our ignoramus eyes. And so, I love that you shared that you had a similar experience, because then you know what I'm talking about.
I think it's important for everyone to realize that as an instructor, I don't care what you're teaching. I used to teach English. Like you could be teaching anything to anyone. You don't know who you're affecting sometimes. You don't know what people are getting out of what you're saying. And that tapping, or I used to get weirded out because people would either, you know, come into a class and not do anything and just stare, or even on Zoom now, people will come into classes and they just sit there. And I'm like, I remember at first I was like, this is kind of weird. Like, do you want to, hey, you, like, you, hey, you know, like Fred, like, can you like wave a finger, like make sure you're, and now I think of it as they want to be involved. They want to be a part of something. And I never press anyone to be like, yo, you have to do this. But hey, I'm glad you're here. Awesome. I'm so happy you did something great for yourself. And it's all that positive affirmations. And that's what I was so excited to talk to you, because this is what you're doing, and more people need to be aware of this for, you know, their general populations.
Yeah. Like I love it. I know that some of our populations can be challenging, but I just feel like it's also very, very rewarding, you know? And I love that, as I mentioned before, it not only rewards the people who you get to teach, but it rewards the instructor as well. Because Lord knows I love my instructors.
You're amazing, Alexis. I mean, this has just been great. I can't imagine how excited they are to know that, like, they look at the schedule board, I'm sure, and they're like, all right, Alexis is coming today, you know, and I'm sure that they're just so freaking excited, you know, that with what you provide them with and the energy, it's just been fun talking with you here just because of your energy and everything that you're doing. It's beautiful. So hats off. It's a lot of fun. And I know you're a light in a lot of people's lives right now.
when is the next certification? Do you do them monthly? Do you, how does that work?
Yeah, we do between 1 and 3 trainings a month. And so we have a lot of them coming up. We have the schedule, and I don't know how soon these air. So I'll just say the schedule's at chaironefitness.com to get whatever the most recent one is. And of course the online course is ongoing. They can sign up for that whenever they want.
All right.
Tell us now, give our listeners, everyone who's heard this and all about Chair One, tell us social media. So obviously we could find it at chaironefitness.com, but where else can we find more info and videos?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, we're really easy to find. So it's Chair One Fitness. Just spell the one out, O-N-E, even though if you search Chair One Fitness with the number one, that'll still pop up. But if we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and of course, YouTube. And if anybody wanted to ask me anything personally, I know my Instagram is I am King Alexis, because I do like helping entrepreneurs. I speak to entrepreneurs probably at least twice a week to help them overcome obstacles and hurdles they may be facing in their business. So yeah, it's pretty easy to find me. And also, this just came to mind, so sorry I didn't mention it earlier because it literally just popped in my head. But if you have any listeners who wanted to become an instructor, after we get off this call, I will go and create a code. Let's see, what should we make it? We'll call it 2Fit25. Yeah.
All
I'm
right.
gonna create a code so that they can receive $25 off of the training. It'll be TWOFIT, the number 2, the number 5. So yeah, 2Fit25.
Awesome.
I love
it. And I'll create that so that they can, you know, get a perk for listening and all that good stuff.
That is very gracious
and
of you.
I'll type it right here for you.
We appreciate it. That's awesome. And you know, we're going to send some traffic your way, no doubt about it, because you are a superstar. You're awesome. This has been a lot of fun. Right, Christine?
Of course. And I can't wait to cross paths with you at Active Aging, SCW, and much, much more in the future, Alexa. I see a very good friendship blossoming here.
Yeah, no, I want to talk to you offline. It's been taking me, like, it's taken a lot of restraint for me not to ask you guys 50 million questions, because I'm like, I will go off grid so fast. I have so many things I want to ask and pick your head about and learn about. And so yeah, so we'll definitely have to have a
anytime.
Another brain picking call or something.
Anytime. Oh yes. My gosh. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with the Two Fit Crazies on this beautiful day. And we will make sure all of our listeners, when this is released, get all the information, get the promo codes, 2Fit25, chaironefitness.com, all that good stuff. And other than that, it is a great day, and it is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Peace.